The addition of the SA Best Party during this campaign has meant that many regional voters are getting something they normally don't receive. It's attention and competition. Rural seats in the state are generally held by the Liberals, even though Labor has been in government for almost 16 years. Marty McCarty reports.
The South Australian Mallee, on the border with Victoria, is good cereal cropping and sheep country. It's also traditional Liberal heartland, where SA Best is putting up a fight.
SA Best, I think Nick's visit to the Mallee, it was great. I've never seen Stephen Marshall or Jay Weatherall here in the Mallee.
Lou Flohr is a local agronomist and farmer.
In this Liberal-held seat, we tend to vote Liberal just because we don't want Labor in Parliament. So now that we have got this opportunity in SA Best, I think it potentially could split that Liberal vote.
It's an anti-Labor sentiment many rural South Australian voters share. Last year, the Premier, Jay Weatherall, said he wouldn't be pressured by farmers to overturn a ban on the growing of genetically modified crops because his party doesn't get rural votes.
The truth is, there are not a lot of votes out there in country South Australia for us.
Attitudes like that mean the Liberals usually have a free run in the bush. There are 47 seats in South Australia's lower house, and around a dozen of those are considered regional. Most of those are held by the Liberals, and keeping them is crucial to the party winning government on Saturday. Opposition agriculture spokesman David Ridgway.
It's very difficult when you're in opposition to get any real impact. So I can understand people's frustrations, but we have a chance on Saturday to elect a new government. And while SA Best have been running around with some policies, most of them are things that we've already announced.
Rural policies have come in droves this campaign. All the major players have announced schemes where mining royalties are quarantined and set aside for regional development projects, like roads. The Liberals, SA Best and the Australian Conservatives have also promised to protect farms from mining and fracking. SA Best even spent the dying days of the campaign working on laws to protect farmers from urban encroachment. SA Best's Sam Johnson.
We've got three regional candidates actually that are working through something on that today. We're hoping to have a media release out this morning.
Even Labor is waging war in some regional seats, promising a new deep water port in Spencer Gulf with $150 million to get it started. The announcement surprised many in the grains industry, including farmer and lobbyist Wade Dabinett.
Certainly very positive. We're looking at a $500 to $700 million deep sea port. Election campaigns.
SA Best, Sam Johnson, again.
This election is the first that I can remember in a long time where the regions in South Australia have become key battleground, whereas in the past they've always been taken for granted.
That's SA Best candidate Sam Johnson ending Marty McCarty's report.